This is Misha Riddell for the Smithsonian Institution Archives of American Art with Boris Bali in the Artist Studio in Providence, Rhode Island on May 26, 2009, disc number one. Good morning.
Good morning. Cool.
So we're here in the Artist Studio, which is an extraordinary building surrounded by, including, how tall are you feeling?
Almost 15 feet, I guess. And it's probably just under 3,000 square foot per floor. It's just, each floor, and there are three floors. And roof under the roof space, which is amazing.
And you've been here since when did you buy it?
We bought it in 99, I believe. Might have been 98. Actually, I think it was 98, but then we were able to do the closing and all that stuff in 99 and get all the permits to do the construction.
You gutted the whole thing and turned it into a workspace, and you lived here for a while.
We did, yep. I found this building while I was interviewing at Rhode Island College to do freshman design something or other, and on the way back from the interview, I happened to pass this building, and I was real chutzpah-ish and called, and they said it was $40,000 they wanted. So I offered them 30, and I think they had to pay 80 to rip it down, so they were real pleased. And I was not permitted to get the deed until I got the CFO, which is a certificate of occupancy, which I finally got in, I think it was 2000, I think it was. So it was a pretty fast kamikaze job. And I did the demolition work I did myself with Jeff Johnson, who's now my webmaster and photographer and just the most wonderful human being. And he and I suffered through the, I think it was something like 17 rollaway dumpsters of all the old wood and debris. And it's a lot of space for two guys to do.
What was the building before?
It was built in 1898 as a, what I'm told is it's a school building, but it was built as a school for bad boys. Which I just think that's too funny.
Oh,
it is perfect. I love the bad boy thing. But that was 1898, and they kept that going. There were three schools in the area. One burned down. The other one was torn down. And this was the remaining one they were about to tear down. So I'm real pleased I saved it. And what
it's
else?
Brick, right?
It's all brick. It's just gorgeous. Romanesque, you know, when the arch light comes in and... In the winter, I barely have to put the heat on because it's such solar heat. And believe it or not, the bills in this building are very low because I put in high-efficiency furnaces. Mm-hmm. Everything's, you know, solarized and, what do you call it, insulated. Mm-hmm. And so it's actually a pretty efficient building.
And it's an enormous space. So
enormous.
You're really able to do everything
you
need.
Everything. And that was my dream. This is my dream studio. And I'd even like to preface this entire interview by saying... I'm the luckiest guy in the whole world who could ever have bumped into so many wonderful people and so many opportunities that, you know, I was able to even recognize were opportunities. I mean, that's a pretty lucky, I've had a really good life that way. Mm-hmm. And this is all I've ever dreamed of most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what I've dreamed of was having a shop that I want to come to and something where I can make whatever I want. Which means having the tools, having the space, having the storage space, being able to afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, there are now three floors here, and I really enjoy the community in this building. I love my tenants. They're just like family. I've got a jeweler downstairs and a designer. Heather Guadero is my tenant. She does the Baltimore shows now, and she's even started to write reviews for Metalsmith, which I think is pretty cool.
Yes.
And... upstairs, I've got Julian Yetten from Belgium. He speaks probably about 12 languages or something like that. And his wife, Pammy, she always teases me when I say Maloney because it looks like baloney, but it's Malagni. She used to be a sound engineer for Cirque du Soleil. So really creative. He's a material engineer for Reebok Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Really young, wonderful, brilliant people, and they have a baby. They just have a baby as of a week ago, another one, so they have two kids, and I love kids. So when I'm not with my kids, I actually, you know, get to interact with them, and they love my other tenants, and it's just wonderful. And that's, what more could you want?
It seems like